Now, the 56-year-old Kerry farmer Mike Gain has been missing now for 17 days after he vanished on the 20th of March. He was last seen in Centra in Kinmare, where he bought mobile phone credit, a lunch roll and a drink. He was wearing a black fleece, an orange woolly hat, blue jeans and black boots. He then got into his Toyota RAV4 SUV and drove onto the Killarney Road towards Moll's Gap. He hasn't been seen since. Searches have been taking place involving hundreds of volunteers and the Defence Forces, and a Garda investigation is being carried out. Gerry O'Sullivan is presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry and is on the line now. Gerry, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Justin.
We are now 2.5 weeks on from the disappearance of Mike Gain. It's a very unusual missing persons case because prior to his disappearance, Mike Gain was behaving normally. His last words to the people in the Centra were "See you later." So, what has been the reaction in Kerry to what has happened?
Well, initially, I suppose it was shock, and that kind of, you know, developed into a deeper shock as the days went by, and we've had no real answers as to what happened to Mike Gain after he walked out of White Centra on that morning, and at the last official sighting, at least as we understand from the Gardaí, of him. So people are shocked, they're greatly distressed. I think it's, this was a word, and I'm from Kinmare myself, having conversations. It's the thing that people are, you know, You might say hello to somebody, but after a short period of time, you'll end up talking about Mike and Mike's disappearance. And I think people are unnerved by it, and they're confounded by it. And there's a huge feeling of sympathy and distress for his family and his wider extended friends and community, really, Justin, about what could have happened. And that's only developing and deepening as the days go on, and no sign.
And the search has been continuing. Tell us about the searches that have been carried out and where they've been focused.
The majority have been focused on the farm area of Corrig East, just between Kinmare and Moll's Gap, the 1,000-acre farm, much of it mountainous, a lot of it boggy, and a lot of it, some of it inaccessible and hard to get to for searchers. So this week was when the army came into focus, up to 50 troops combined from the 12th Infantry Battalion from Limerick and the 3rd Infantry Battalion from Kilkenny. They've been assisting the Gardaí. Alongside that, then, there has been drone searches going on, and other emergency services have been called in at various points to help with that. The lands have been mapped electronically to coordinate the search as well, and Gardaí have been able to watch high-definition drone footage in the hope that some useful clue or information would come to light. People themselves, Justin, have been carrying out their own searches, but the last coordinated large volunteer search was a number of weekends ago, the initial weekend when the news first broke from the Friday that Mike was missing. But from that point on, it's been Gardaí, it's been detectives, it's been the army focusing on the land where Mike Gain's farm was. And also the Gardaí have searched the farmyard several times at this stage and researched it again.
There is a Garda investigation actively being carried out now. Has there been any reported sightings of Mike Gain?
We're hearing some reports that one or two people might have seen him in his vehicle and seen him on the day in question. I know the Gardaí have interviewed those people to chase down that story or that lead, but we've had no response from that as to whether it's brought the case on any further or if it's of any use to Gardaí. The Gardaí are keeping tight-lipped, as you would in any Garda investigation like this. They're not ruling anything out, Justin, so they're not saying everything that they know. But at the same time, our understanding is that they're still searching and they're still looking for some sort of a breakthrough to find out what happened to Mike.
Will the searches continue now into the coming week, Gerry?
I'd imagine that they will. I mean, one of the features of this, and it's rocky terrain, it's boggy terrain, this parts of this farmland are difficult to search, but the weather has been spectacular for the last couple of weeks. That really helped with the search. You'd say one thing if it was driving rain and wind and storms like we're used to here, but it's been ideal kind of searching conditions. So that has helped with the search. I'd imagine it will continue. The Gardaí have had sub-aqua teams in searching old quarries and searching lakes in the area and different areas there. But it will continue, I imagine, for as long as it can. It's been quite an expenditure of resources on behalf of the Gardaí and the army. And that's reflecting, I suppose, the concern that they have for Mike's whereabouts, and as you said, the unusual nature of all of this, and trying to get some answers for his family.
Gerry, thank you very much for joining us today. That's Gerry O'Sullivan, presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry. That is it from us for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to our team On sound was Paul Murnoch. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. And the editor of this week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport and the Hurling coming up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.